Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Seems like we're running a bit on empty this morning, too, at Marketplace Productions from American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us as we continue coverage of the fallout from the financial crisis. Part of that fallout is unemployment, with the Labor Department telling us it's bad. Actually, it's worse than originally feared. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson joins us now to pilfer through this report. Jeremy, there are some sobering numbers in that report.
Yeah, much worse than expected, Steve. 240,000 jobs lost in October. The expectation had been about 200,000 jobs lost. Also, the unemployment rate rises to 6.5%. That is the highest level since 1994.
Hey, Jeremy, how important is this jobs number?
Well, a lot of economists think it's the most important regular economic indicator we get. The reason? If somebody has a job, he or she is drawing a paycheck. That person can spend money. Retail sales go up, which means more companies have more money and maybe even can hire more people. So it's a very important number. It affects just about everything. And an important note, with today's news, Steve, the number of jobless Americans has been rising for 10 straight months. It's about 1 million jobs lost.
Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson, thanks.
Thank you.
Alan Levinson, chief economist at T. Rowe Price, says we're seeing bigger steps in that march toward tougher times. You'd think Wall Street would take all this bad news, well, badly. But not so. The Dow is up 153 points, NASDAQ up 27, S&P 500 up 15 so far. Asian markets were mixed today in heavy trading. The Nikkei fell sharply, but the Hang Seng was up. And the South Korean Central Bank cut interest rates, but stocks there fell anyway. European markets were up as well. Add Tanya Bashir to the ranks of the unemployed. Today's her last day on the job at JDSU, a fiber optics company in Colorado, where she's been an engineer for 3-plus years. She says there's a lot of anxiety among her and her coworkers who were laid off.
I think everybody is a bit panicking, and I have been trying to find a job and looking while I was working. And with this layoff, which came a little bit out of the blue, I think everybody is a bit on the edge.
Bashir says her family's been cutting back big time. She and her husband and young son don't go out to eat anymore. They don't have cable, just rabbit ears, and they're even considering getting rid of their cell phones. A tough time for a lot of Americans.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Medtronic, working for improved healthcare access with Health Connect, a practical guide to community outreach. Available to patient-serving groups at medtronic.com/community. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. Sustainability coverage supported by Calvert, mutual funds, college savings, and retirement investments in companies committed to responsible environmental, social, and governance practices. Calvert.com.
Of course, we're hearing a lot about the transition between the Bush into the Obama administrations, but there's another transition going on. Thousands of campaign workers who toiled long hours making calls and knocking on doors are now grappling with the question of what's next. From Ohio Public Radio, Karen Kessler has more.
It was the day before the election, and a dozen volunteers manned the phones at John McCain's campaign office in Columbus. Glass worker Rick Datchik took 10 days vacation to help out. He was already contemplating going back to work.
It's going to be an adjustment because this there was just so much at stake here.
Later on that evening, at a Jay-Z and Beyonce concert for Barack Obama, campaign volunteer Bill Fullerton said he didn't miss too much at work. He's a realtor.
Well, not much to do.
Datchik and Fullerton are among thousands who left jobs and college, often temporarily, to help out their candidates. Now they pick up where they left off, but it's different for paid staffers. Aaron McClear is press secretary for California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Before that, he worked in Washington at the Republican National Committee after managing George W. Bush's Ohio campaign in 2004. McClear says when Republicans held power, there was no shortage of jobs.
Now, just, you know, 2 years later, it's completely opposite. And so if you are a Republican, it's very difficult to get a job there. There are a lot of Republicans looking for the same few jobs right now.
The day after the election, Columbus Workers for Obama packed up boxes and chattered about how to get jobs in D.C. or elsewhere. Aaron Pickerel is going back to the staff of Ohio Governor Ted Strickland after serving as director for Obama's Ohio campaign.
You close down, you celebrate, you rest, you sleep for a couple of weeks, and then you figure out what's next. And a lot of people will go do campaigns. There'll be enormous opportunity for folks to go work in the administration, I think.
But it's hard for the members of the losing team. A spokesman for the McCain campaign in Ohio wrote in an email, "We have no interest in participating in this story." In Columbus, I'm Karen Kassler for Marketplace.
There's another presidential transition going on at the Department of Treasury. Here's John Dimsdale.
When the incoming and outgoing presidents are from different parties, it's customary to keep newcomers at arm's length until Inauguration Day. But at the Treasury Department, Brooklee McLaughlin says Obama's economic team will be welcomed with office space, briefing books, and advance notice of important upcoming decisions.
We're all here very dedicated to making sure that we can provide the information and the support to the incoming team that they're going to need to hit the ground running January 20th.
Transition veteran Scott Lilly at the Center for American Progress says Treasury is setting the gold standard.
Probably greater cooperation at Treasury than anywhere else, but there needs to be because we need to have a seamless policy on this financial crisis going through this interregnum.
Lilly says the Defense Department also has a cooperative transition process, which he says is a good thing since this is the first wartime presidential changeover in a generation. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Once again, stocks are up 160 points for the Dow and NASDAQ and S&P up as well. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for bearing with us this morning. Enjoy your day and have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.